You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We didn't have this yesterday. We were talking about the Dog Nation article off the air. We got on the subject of Belichick, and speaking of that, when did he know and what was going on? How old that Jordan Hudson was when they were dating? But getting back to Kirby, I thought it was interesting from the Jeff Sentell article that's out there about how, and one of the things that comes up, and I respect Kirby, you know, kind of, you know, bowing up and using his platform the way that Nick Saban did for years to kind of try to set the tone for the rest of college football. But Abe, how are you going to recruit a star? And there's a possibility he might be making more than one of your established players. You're not going to go down that road?
Well, look, there's a couple things at play here. If you remember, there was a time where Saban's refusal to adapt to what was going on in college football cost his team over the course of a couple of down seasons. And you go, if you remember his complaints about the up-tempo offense and all that stuff, and he tried to work to get some things changed. Guess what? They didn't change. You know what changed? His ideas, his stances, and he also went with that. And his... As much as I believe Kirby is trying to do the right thing for what he believes is in the best interest of football, college football, it's not going to change because he feels that way. And so It's more like he needs to get prepared to try and sell juniors and seniors on staying when the freshman coming in is making more money. The real question is, and this I do think Kirby has control of, can you still sit a freshman who's making whatever he's making because of the playtime thing? And you go back to that Jackson Cantwell thing, right? I told you, I said money might be part of it, but I also think you can make an argument that he might have a tough time starting as a freshman because of the O-line under Kirby. How does the money play out in those discussions too?
Well, there's always the argument. I mean, the helicopter parents, sometimes that's a part of the equation. You know, my kid can start over there. I mean, I always joke around with Carl. He's good friends with Kevin Sumlin. Sumlin got at Texas A&M because he had all these quarterbacks. Remember Baker, all these guys.
Yeah.
And you had dudes that were upset about their starting time. Kyler Murray, the next thing you know, they're hitting the bricks. So in the case of a starting tackle, it's okay. If I'm Kirby, he gets to play. And if this kid is as good as he's supposed to be, how is he not better than anything you've got? When those guys couldn't beat out the guys who got just trained, run over by Ole Miss and Notre Dame last year.
Yeah.
That's my point about the depth chart. I mean, specific to Georgia, not the big question about, and we'll get to that in the big picture. But Stacey Searles and this offensive line you've got, you get guys that are going to the NFL, and that's great because Georgia's a brand, and it's amazing these guys are all going in the first, second, and third round, but they couldn't do jack when it was, you know, nut cutting time against teams like Notre Dame. But, I mean, and then this guy can't come in as a five-star and start? You can't promise that?
I can't promise it. No, I still think there's a difference between a guy that just turned 18 and a guy that's about to turn 22.
This dude looks like he's about 50.
His dad was a tank. I agree. But there's still a level of development and getting used to the speed and the strength that other guys had that you've got juniors and seniors that have adapted to that.
I mean, that's why sometimes the early enrollees, they come in that winter semester, and that's almost like they're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And that's always an option. The point I was getting to about like Miami specifically, because I saw a lot of stuff on social media this week. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there are no Miami fans. Like the undergrad is like 8,000 people. Okay. Yes, guys do graduate from Miami, and they do really well. It's a great school. But all these people that root for Miami, that are just, you know, they drive me nuts. You know, what'd you major in? Window tinting? Come on, get out of here. You know, this stuff that, you know, for instance, well, no, they're in their bag that somehow Georgia fans are upset that Miami basically just overspent. And it was purely the money. Abe argues about the starting ability versus, you know, or Kirby wasn't prepared to maybe tell a white lie. No, you can start for Georgia, and maybe you wouldn't.
Right.
But I just think Miami, for years, guys, it was illegal. Remember Nevin Shapiro? The basketball program, the football program, they were doing crap that was so illegal, it's not even funny. Now, of course, now it is legal, and they're pretty good at it. But remember, at the same time Miami was pulling this crap, Todd Gurley was trying to sell the jersey because nobody at Georgia was cutting him checks on the side. So my point is, cry me a river, Miami, that you feel, oh, my God, your reputation's being besmirched over, you know, how you won this recruit. You're a bunch of dirtbags down there, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, I think from that perspective, it's Miami fans saying that they want other fans to believe that they could win a recruiting battle, right? Like, that's what it really boils down to, mm-hmm. is we can win a recruiting battle, too. It's not always about the money. That's kind of what I would look at it if I was kind of bothered right. by this. But in the end, I just wouldn't be bothered by it. I was like, I don't care how we get players.
Right.
If it's money, if it's a recruiting sales pitch, if it's facility, I don't care how we get them. Just get them.
Right. And that goes back to, I mean, look, it's a combination of the coaching sales job. Nobody's better than Georgia putting guys in the NFL right now. It truly is the gold standard. We get that. Mm-hmm. And Ohio State's right behind him, and certainly Miami has got a rich history. But I think you got a better coaching staff up here than you do down
right.
there
yeah.
based on how they perform, you know, year in, year out, and how Miami absolutely choked down the stretch and blew great opportunities. Look, as a Florida State fan, Miami, tell me about it. We got stuck with DJ freaking Ukulele, and they got Cam Ward because Cam Ward got paid a dollar more. And that's the price of doing business in today's college football. So you got to give credit to Miami. If Miami's better organized with their collective, as I joked around, look, you can go back. If you don't know who Nevin Shapiro is, you can look it up. But, I mean, now it's legal, and you've got to have your ducks in a row. And if you've got some serious alum and deep pockets and you're organized, that's how you win now, period.
And if we're going to be honest,
that trumps Kirby and everything that Kirby's built on his resume. I mean, let's be honest. Cristobal compared to Kirby? That's a pimple on somebody's butt as far as his coaching resume.
Well, the other aspect that I view this at, and maybe people get offended by this if you're a Hurricanes fan, is you're desperate for that win. You're way more desperate to win Jackson Cantwell than Kirby and Georgia
right.
is.
But I'm saying, if you're Miami, just say it. We're better at getting the money out there. And there's, as Abe just said, that's the way the game is played today. There's nothing wrong with that. But to sit there and somehow feel like, oh, like, you know, now you're making it like Georgia sound like the Ivy League or something. No, it's just Georgia has a tremendous reputation, and it's built on the work that Kirby has established in the mold of Nick Saban. And it's when you hear about a five-star guy from Missouri picking Miami over Georgia, I think a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans and Bulldog Nation go, what the hell just happened here?
Yeah, and again, if the worst thing you have to do is deal with the insult of you only got him because you had more money, I don't care. I got him.
You got him. End of story.
It's a bottom line business.
Look, if Florida State had come to me, okay, I'm just a silver chief. I'm not at the upper level. I don't have the great parking space. And they had said to me, for instance, I was joking around with Day-Day about this. Imagine if you came to me and said, hey, give me an extra $1,000. I guarantee you we can get Cam Ward. I'd have cut the freaking check, and I'm small time. I mean, that goes back to the collective. If you could have told me, Florida State had one of the most embarrassing, humiliating seasons in recent memory. They went from being on the cusp of a national championship to an unmitigated disaster. And part of it was you had a quarterback that everyone knew was a joke. And you lost out on the better quarterback. I mean, if you could have literally come to me on June 1st or whatever it was, you'd say, hey, you give me an extra $100,000. We get, you know, X amount of guys throw an extra $1,000 in the kitty. Give me a good parking space guarantee. I get Cam Ward. I'm in.
Yeah, I want to take this back to the original Kirby Smart comments, though, because it's tough because I think we all know it's approaching what he presented, and you're maybe trying to find a way around it. You're maybe trying to stem the tide. It's just not going to happen. It's how many times do we have to say it in regards to college athletics? The toothpaste is out. You can't put it back in. There's just no way to limit the money freshmen and incoming high school seniors can make.
I know that Kirby talked about, we got some audio. What, Daddy, what's the audio we got Kirby on?
I mean, basically, tying all this in, he's saying, because part of this is the fact that now you got general managers, right? Starting to really become prominent in college sports. And Kirby's like, I don't need general managers because now that's helping convolute the situation with the money. And here's what he had to say.
it's still a relationship business for us. If we were drafting and we could go across the state and say, okay, this is our draft pick, I think a GM role is really, really important. But when you have to have a relationship with somebody, how does that GM have a relationship with somebody when they have been watching tape? They're not spending time with them. Most of those GMs that are true GMs, they don't want to recruit. Right. They don't want to have a relationship. They came from NFL because they weren't doing those things.
Is it a state law that the University of Georgia hire a football GM? You don't want a GM, then don't hire one. You're Kirby Smart.
You're the most influential man
in the state of Georgia. And if you don't want a GM.
And you're the biggest voice right now other than Nick Saban in college football.
If you don't want one, don't hire one. And don't worry about what other programs are doing. That's their relationships that are either good or bad. You lose me on this one because he has the power to just say to whoever, you know, the AD or the president at Georgia or whoever, hey, I don't want a GM. I want to handle this on my own. Okay, then handle it on your own. This one irks me a little bit.
Good article, by the way. Connor Riley at Dog Nation posted earlier today, basically saying ESPN makes its thoughts on Georgia head coach Kirby Smart perfectly clear in the new rankings.
Yeah.
Where should Georgia be ranked right now?
Because
I don't trust – guys.
One?
It's not that I don't – you want to trust Gunnar Stockton, but I got a bunch of good buddies. They're all class 88, and they're big boosters, and they're like – it's like us, the conversation we had about Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
trust Gunnar Stockton. Did a hell of a job throwing in the game against Texas. He nearly knocked his block off. But still, you know, that's a small sample size to feel he can be that dude.
Do we really need to create some environment where we feel bothered by the fact that you're ranked 3 or 4? Like, there is a level where it's, like, irresponsible. You can't rank Georgia probably 7th, right? That's probably irresponsible as a college football scribe. If they're not 1, like, okay, 2, 3, like, does it matter?
Well, I mean, you're still
really bothered.
You're still looking at, well, I mean, like, at the end of the day, it used to matter a lot. You could be Auburn, be unranked, and then find yourself screwed out of a national championship game.
Right.
But now it doesn't matter because you got help.
Yeah.
You got 12, soon it'll be 16 teams. Everybody in the SEC and the Big Ten has a better advantage on strength of schedule, provided the committee recognizes it.
So what? Who's ranked 1? Texas. You're going to play Texas. You'll be able to prove it. Like, to your point, the rankings preseason.
And Texas lost as many people as you did.
They got the arch thing, and they, by the way, they believe way too much. You know, you talk about questions about Gunnar Stockton. I don't know if I'm fully behind the arch hype bandwagon.
I like Steve Sarkisian. He was a really nice guy, but I'm telling you what, I'm not convinced he can win a national championship.
At some point, you got to prove it, Mike.
I mean, look, they ran with Ewing. They went with Quinn Ewers. I think if he doesn't get Arch Manning smashed up in that, remember the play where he comes in and gets, they didn't say it was a concussion against Ohio State. I think they go with him in the second half because everybody in Texas saw it. The ceiling for Quinn Ewers is right here. Biggest thing he did certainly was a comeback against Arizona State here at Mercedes-Benz. But you just – the ceiling was so – how did you not just say, look, I got to go with Arch? See, that's the difference between Sark and Saban. Saban is losing to Georgia. He says, I'm sorry, man. I got to take you out, man. I'm putting two in. You know, and he did it, and he had the balls to make that move. You know, and that's this that, to take Hurts out and put two in. Not many coaches have the guts to do that. I don't think Sark had the guts to do it himself.
And by the way, there was a little bit of Kirk Cousins situation with Quinn Ewers because he came out before the draft and said, oh, I was hurt. I was playing with this half the season and all that stuff. So,
well, that was more to beef up his draft stock, too.
Well, isn't that what Kirk Cousins was doing to beef up his value as well?
Right.
Same thing.
But what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But in the case of Texas, hey, Georgia beat you twice, pal, including your old house. So you want to be, you want to rank him ahead of Georgia? Knock yourself out.
Kirby loves it, right?
Right.
Are we always talking every year about what's the motivation that he's going to use for this week or that week? It's always something he finds it. It's just more fuel.
Right on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.